in America, Europe, the source of life is bread. If there is no grain, this mankind falling into hunger. Yes or no? Anybody going to say no to that? The source of life to Central Asia, Far East, rice. So there is two things. If these two is gone, mankind is not taking care of these two, rice and the bread in these days. If these two stops growing, this mankind, they're going to eat each other. Think on it a little bit, you will find out. Yes? Because if it's no rice, you need all proteins, everything it is in there. All it is in the grain, in the bread. Everything is in it. Eat much as grass you want. It's not going to help you that much. Without bread, without grain, without rice, you're going to become like those saying they are vegetable people. Huh? Vegetable people. They're eating only vegetables. Vegetarian people. Vegetarian people, half of their brain is not working. People ne demek? İnsanlar demek. Şimdi bu 90 yaşından sonra İngilizce öğrenmeye kalkma. Sen Türkçe'yi öğren de bırak şimdi.
Bütün dillerin kelimeleri İngilizce'de var. Arnavutça, Yunanca, Türkçe, Yugoslavca, hepsi İngilizce'de var.
Sen bilirsin
ama... isterse bir ayda öğrenir.
Şimdi sen onu evliya gözüyle bakıyorsun. Karıştırma milletin kafasını burada. Bunlar anlamaz o işte şimdi.
Kim anlamaz? Biz dayanıyoruz. Siz boyuna İngilizce konuşuyoruz. Biz koyuncan dinlerdi.
Sen arkadaşının hikayesini anlatacağım da. Sonra anlasın. Sen ekmek hikayesini anlamadın. Yoğuramıyorsun diyorum sana.
Anlıyorum ben seni. Yok. Konuşturma beni. Ne diyor? Ben en son ne diyorum?
Evet.
Abi ne yeme geliyor ben ne zamanı?
Evet. Öyle. This bread, one piece of grain. You open the earth, you bury in it. One grain stays in there for 40 days. 40 days later, gives himself up. Allah turns that grain into a root and one plant growing up like that. One sacrifices itself, Allah turns that into something else. And from that the straw growing, it gives seven branches. One straw giving seven branches. Each one carrying 100 grains in it. Each one branches, they have 100 grains. One grain sacrifices itself, it stays in halvet for 40 days, Allah turns that one into 700. And then the sun starts hitting, the life, source of life, water finishes, sun's hitting, and that starts turning yellow. Sun is burning it. Then farmer comes, takes the big knife, in the old days, chops it up. Then separates the straw from the grain. Now you have grain. You take that grain into a mill and you grind. You're putting under the grinding machine.
Allah.
And that piece of grain turns into a flour, dust, ready to blow anywhere. If it is standing on the grain, it is pretty hard. But if it's flour, blow there, it goes there. This way. Anywhere. Later you take that, put some water, you mix it up, you make a dough. First you chew it like this, then you start punching it, and becomes a dough. You put yeast in it. Then you leave it in their own pocket that you start growing. So now, saying I became from 1 to 700, And now I am growing, and it's becoming very proud of growing like that. The baker, in the old days, they were grabbing like this and ripping it off. In these days, grabbing and cutting it with a knife. Then they have a place, small places, like this. They put right in the middle, leave it in there. That proudness is still continuing, is growing, but it cannot pass beyond the borders here, because as much as it can grow, that's it. It doesn't interfere to other people's right. It stays in his orbit. If it takes a shape, good shape. Then, now the biggest problem begins for that piece of bread. They fix the oven like that one, burn inside. You put it inside the oven. That heat, it burns him, cooks it. You cannot keep it long time, it will burn. You cannot take it out. When the bread is burned, it is forbidden, it is haram to eat. So you cannot eat it. You cannot take it early, it stays dull. When the dough starts giving the stomach pain and it gives you worms into the stomach. This is the story of the bread. When the man keeps this alive in himself, this is the story of this bread, he's always showing respect to this bread. When the man losing respect to the bread, he lost everything. He may have the whole world, he's going to lose it. And one day, he's going to run in the street looking for a piece of bread to eat. This country, America, is in big trouble. West is in big trouble. East already is in trouble. Never hunger came to this side that much, but it's coming now. The whole country is going to taste the famine in this country. Soon it's coming. Whatever is happening in Africa, don't say it cannot happen here. The Africa land, it was so good, everything was growing so good, it turned into a desert. This is what's happening here, and because israf, people wasting tons of food, throwing it to garbages, wasting. If we want safety, we have to watch individually what we are eating, where we are wasting. If we are wasting, we must stop right away, because anybody who's wasting, they're going to be punished through that way. Through hunger coming to this mankind. First, hunger coming. Then they're going to eat each other because they have not learned how to share anyway. It's coming soon.
Allah.
We finished the oven, alhamdulillah. I fixed up by Jawahir, put him under the martial law. He finished it. Very good. Thank you. Abielos,